Hello, my name is Heather Beatty, and I'll be auditioning for The X Factor. I am from Centralia, Washington, and I'm 18 years old. The song I'll be singing is Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. Grew up in a small town, and when the rain would fall down, I just stare out my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I'd end up happy, I would pray. Trying not to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me. Wanted to belong here, but something felt so wrong here, so I'd pray. I could break away. I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. I'll do what it takes till I touch the sky, and I'll make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget all the ones that I love, and I'll take a risk, take a chance, make a change, and break away.
And that was Heather singing Kelly Clarkson. Dylan, what did you think?
I think you have a good tone. I like it.
And Autumn, what did you think?
I liked it as well. I didn't like that it was a WMA file. But otherwise, I thought it was really bad quality. But I liked it. I thought your verses could have been stronger. The end.
Okay. Yeah, I think that the verse was a little bit wishy-washy, but it got better for the chorus, although I'm not sure you were quite pushing it enough and upping the energy and upping the power enough for that big chorus. But no, I did like it. I think it's clear that you've got a very nice voice. So, yeah, that's why I'm going to say yes. Dylan, yes or no?
Yes.
Autumn, yes or no?
Yes.
Three yeses. Nice one.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Okay, that was Ali, who I'm going to call Ali because I can't say Olivina.
Oliviana.
Oliviana. Is
it's
that
not
it?
That difficult.
Is it Oliviana?
Yes.
It's Oliviana.
Oh, it's just. You
or
know, not...
a Riverina.
I can't say Oliviana.
Oh, shut up.
Like, don't even try.
I'm going to go on a picnic.
Oh, maybe I will go on a picnic and get away from you.
That's fine.
Right.
Prolong your show longer. That's fine.
Yeah, I thought this was a fairly good audition. I think that it was very sort of soft. I'd like to hear you singing with some music and having a bit more power. But you do have a nice sound to your voice. Autumn?
I do feel like there's a couple things with your voice that you need to work on. And they seem to be like continual problems that you have throughout every body of work that I've heard you perform. But I like your voice. I think that you have a lot of potential. And I know that you do because you've improved so much since like the first time I ever heard you, which was a long time ago. And
who is it that keeps beeping?
That's me. I'm sorry. I'll turn it off in a minute.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know what
but,
it was.
what was I talking about?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. I like I liked this, but I thought that there it was. I feel like when you go into your higher register, that I don't know, it just gets really thin sounding, and I think that when you go low, it's like kind of glottal sounding, like gah gah. You know what I mean?
Do that noise again.
Gah gah.
Thank you,
Dylan.
It's not every body of work. It's just you only have one body of work, Autumn. I have horrific... Never mind. I have horrific Sound of Music memories. I hate this song like poison. I got no performance from this whatsoever. And Bless My Homeland Forever, the end of it, you went a little bit sketchy. Like, you had trouble staying on pitch.
So
I didn't like it, in other words.
Okay, so, Dylan, yes or no?
It's a no from me. I don't think you're up to the standard we've put through.
Autumn, yes or no?
I think I'd have to agree and say no.
Having said that very quickly, I do want to say, I think you need more confidence. I know this wasn't good for your confidence, but you need to be more self-confident in your song.
I don't feel like you're going to gain confidence from this competition, because I feel like that there's other people that would surpass you. So I don't feel like you'd last very long, and I just don't. I think you need some more practice.
Okay, well, I think you are quite good, but I think, yeah, you're right, you don't match up to the standard that some people have been showing so far in the show, so I'm very sorry. But I was going to say yes, but then when you said that, I actually kind of agreed with you, so I thought, yeah, that's right, actually, so changing it to a no, but not that it would have made any difference, but yeah, so sorry, it's three no's, but try again next time.
Hi, my name is Kyle Wright, a.k.a. BlueMan39, and I'm from Bellevue, Washington, but soon to be moving to Washington, D.C.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind is more at ease, but nevertheless, whilst our memories been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore.
Thank you very much, BlueMan39. I thought, I don't think this was the best audition. I don't think it was the best song, because I'm not really sure that there's much you could really do with it. Or if there is, then you didn't really do much with it. But however, I do actually think the tone and the sound of your voice is really nice. So I'm a bit wondering whether or not to give you a chance. So I'm going to be thinking about that while I pass over to Dylan.
I think you're a victim of the song choice, because I think you have a great tone for kind of like a jazzy swing thing. Like, you could have done like maybe Fly Me to the Moon or something cool like that. This song was so, like, kind of put me to sleep. But I've been up for a long time, so that I want something to wake me up and get my attention. This didn't do that for me.
Autumn?
I also like the sound of your voice. I think you have nice vibrato when you have like breath behind it, but it's so obvious when you don't have any breath left. Like, it's so obvious because you just kind of fade out and then just completely lose control of your voice. So I think that you just need to work on putting more power behind your voice, because you do have a nice voice, And so you just need to breast support, more breast support. More breast support.
Okay. So I think I've decided that I would like to hear you again, so I'm going to say yes. Dylan?
Oh, don't make me do this. I'd say yes.
And Autumn?
It's a good thing because I was going to say yes too.
Yay! Yay!
Three yes club.
Well done. Whoop whoop.
Hi, my name is Dizzy and I'm from Orlando, Florida. Here's my song. Everything about you is how I'd wanna be. Your freedom comes naturally. Everything about you resonates happiness. Now I won't settle for less. Give me all the peace and joy in your mind. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
That was Mega Dizzy singing Muse, which I give him total props for because Muse are awesome and anybody who says they're not are stupid. And they are also and they're British. So anybody who says they're not British is also.
It's hard to sing Muse.
Yeah, it is very difficult to sing Muse. It's a talent that I do possess. okay, I thought this was. I think this wasn't the best it could have been. However, I think you deserve props for doing Muse, but also for those high notes, and you actually did pull off those high notes, which are hard to do. So I do. I'd like to hear you with some music and with more energy and power behind your voice. Dylan.
A lot of times when dudes go up high, they go all crazy and off key, but I thought you had good control over your high notes. I like this. I like the tone of your voice. And then when you went up high, it was like unexpected because you were kind of like all mellow and like lower. And then you went up high and it was sensual. I liked it.
Autumn.
I liked this as well. I actually thought you lost it a little bit at the end when, I guess like initially when you were singing those high notes, you sounded good, but then it kind of just faded, like, I don't know. Anyway, I liked it though. I do like your voice. I like your vibrato. I want to hear more Prince Charming. Because I've heard you sing like Prince Charming before and it was really nice and pretty sounding and I want that.
So on that basis, would you say yes or no, Autumn?
Conditional yes. More Prince Charming.
Okay. Dylan, yes or no?
Non-conditional yes.
And I also say yes. So welcome to the 3 Yes Club. You are through to the next round.
Go team.
Hi there, this is Andrew. Also go by Dawnforged or Humility. I know, too many names, right? I'm 26. I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm a guy. And I have so many musical heroes, but I guess the one that just came to mind when I saw that question was David Draymond from Disturbed. Love that band. Love the singing, love everything about it. Looking forward to being on The X Factor. I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain, then I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Oh, well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder. Children get older, and I'm getting older too.
Thank you very much, Humility. I really liked this audition. I thought it had moments of power, and you have a good kind of grungy country voice, and I can imagine lots of songs in which you would sound good. I like you. Gruntry, yeah, gruntry. What did you think, Dylan?
Oh, I almost said something that would get edited. Okay, I think that you have a great rock voice. I really felt like you took your love and took it down. You really sold me on the song. Like, you really performed it well, I thought. I like your voice a lot. You sound different than everybody else. I'm a fan, and you're better than I remember you being. I've heard you in other things, I think, and I don't remember you being this awesome.
Autumn.
I'd just like to say that was a really good in-depth critique, Dylan.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought so too.
Anyway, I liked this a whole lot. I think you kind of scoop a little bit sometimes, but I think that, you know, you overcome little nuances like that as you get more practice and perform a lot more, which you will be doing in this competition a lot. If you get in.
She can see into the future.
I really like your voice. I think it's sexy.
Ooh, high praise.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's an easy yes from me. And how about you, Dylan Collins?
It's an easy yes from me as well.
Well, yes. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Autumn.
It's an easy yes from me.
Yeah. Okay. Three yes okay. Club. Three yeses. Three yes club. Well done. Congratulations. Absolutely fabulous.
This is Ashlyn Brand from Parkville, Missouri, singing Control by J.J. Heller. The cut is deep, but never deep enough for me. It doesn't hurt enough to make me forget. One moment of relief is never long enough to keep the voices in my head from stealing my peace. Oh, oh, control. It's time to let you go. Perfection has a price, but I cannot afford to live that life. It always ends the same, a fight I never win.
Okay, that was, as you know, that was Ashlyn. So, Ashlyn, I think that this was a not very good song choice, because songs that have pauses like that are not, you know, that they kind of need the music. So, I didn't like it in an awful much.
You know who she sounds like?
Who does she sound like?
She sounds a little bit like Autumn, if Autumn was like narcoleptic. Like if she kept falling asleep between her notes, like her songs, and she wake up and...
I disagree with that.
Oh, dear.
I don't think that sounded like me.
What do you think it sounded like?
I thought it sounded like...
Autumn, don't answer that.
I thought it sounded like... like... I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't really like it that much.
I don't think that she... I don't think that... Sorry, you, Ashlyn. I don't think you have a bad voice. I just think you sound a bit weak.
Yeah, I think you just like need to actually sing and not just
need,
like...
You need breath support.
Yeah, you're just like, da, 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 da.
Here's the thing you guys don't know. When people send them in WMA format, which Autumn and I, we have to reformat, we hear it through Clary's speakers, so that may be hindering you. Also, well, never mind. I'll just, that's good enough.
Well, no one's going to do WMA anymore. There's a stupid kid outside my window ringing his bell on his bicycle.
And also, Clary likes to listen to like 20 seconds of each song, and then she's like, okay, done. So it's
that's true. I'm not going to deny that.
Sometimes, yeah. So I'm just going to say, from what I heard, I like your tone. I think you need more support. Well, I think you need more training.
In order to just stick up for myself a little bit there, if we were on the live show X Factor, you'd be able to hold, you know, that's what Simon Cowell does all the time. He says, all right, thank you very much, and he stops.
Clary, you're not Simon Cowell. So,
Well, actually, and yes, I am. That,
Clary has listened to these auditions like 20 times.
Yeah, I have listened to them 20 times.
She sits there. I showed them to my mum first.
I don't care. Just say them, Dylan, please. I'd be so much happier.
I can't say them.
We should just, no, it's okay. It's, you can say show them, and then we'll just say.
Clary sits there with her X Factor auditions, listens to them while masturbating, and just like thinks she's queen of the world.
Okay, that's just, I wish you hadn't said that.
That's too much. That was too far.
You told me to say it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I apologize.
Okay, now you're killing Autumn with that.
I want to get back to this girl because I liked her. Like, I really like your tone. And I don't think you're a bad singer. I just think that you aren't as advanced as some of the other people we put through. I just think you need more breast support. But I don't want you to think that I think you're a bad singer, because I think you're good. Tone-wise. Okay.
Right.
There was really, literally, though, like, no breath behind it. And that's why it sounded more like almost talking than singing, because it had, like, no breath energy.
Would that be a yes or no from you then, Autumn?
No.
Dylan?
I kind of feel like we were mean to her. I would say yes, and maybe she'll sound better with music. Especially if you get on my team, I can help you.
I'm gonna say no. I just don't think that you're up to the standard, I'm afraid. Although in saying that, I don't think you're bad. I just think that you need a bit more practice.
Someone had said no to Autumn when she sounded like this?
What? I never sounded like that.
I didn't know Autumn when she sounded like that, so
I never did.
I knew you when you were like 15, Autumn. You sounded just like this. Don't lie.
I did not.
Everybody starts somewhere. This girl's going to be good one day. Watch.
Okay, well, just get in touch with Dylan. I'm sure he would be more than happy to give you some kind of private tuition. In many ways.
This girl's like 17. Why do you guys keep doing that?
He'll make you internet famous. It's
still legal.
It's not legal.
In my country.
Okay, can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. I'm sorry that you didn't make it through, but we shall move on.
My name is Eric Copper, and I'm from Northeast Maryland.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love in a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stand by me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully.
Okay, that was Copper, the hound dog. No? Fox and the Hound?
No, I get the reference. Okay. It just wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny. Dylan, what did you think?
Do you have some strawberries and
there
cream?
I would like some strawberries and cream. Thank you. I'm sorry, that's my sister.
The Britishness strikes again.
Crumpets.
We've just come back from the picnic and we have no more crumpets. Would you like strawberries and cream?
Yeah, I'll have strawberries.
There are many women that can do Steve Perry justice, and much less men. And of the men that can do Steve Perry justice, you, sir, are not one of them. You should never, ever sing Journey. Ever. 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 You should only rap. And until you rap, I'm going to continue to say no to you.
Autumn?
I didn't think this was that bad.
Did you listen to it?
Fuck you. Yes, I did listen to it. Yeah, edit that.
Yeah. Okay.
I just had to say that. Okay. I didn't think it was that great. I just didn't think that it was, like, god-awful. I think that
this is the worst audition we've had so far.
No, it's not.
Actually, no, I think we've had worse.
You are wrong. But, at the same time, I don't think that you're good enough to be in this competition. I think that you have a lot of areas that need work. Particularly your tone.
Yeah. Yeah, I like you, Copper, but just not as a singer. I don't think this was a terrible audition, but it wasn't great either. I think you just sound like you need a bit more practice.
It comes down to song choice.
Yeah, but I do think that he needs more practice as well.
I had no business picking a Steve Perry song.
Well, you've had no business. Never mind.
I wouldn't try to sing this. You have to know what you can do.
Okay, well, that also links to experience. So he needs to, like, practice some more and get to know the things that he can do and the things he can't. I learned long ago that I cannot sing Madonna, you know, so I don't do it, you know.
Well, today's the day Copper learns he can't sing Steve Perry.
Okay, well, yeah. So on that basis, Dylan, is that going to be a yes or a no?
It's a yes for me.
Autumn, yes or no?
It's a no for me.
Oh, I don't think that Dylan was being serious.
Yeah, Dylan's an asshole.
Yeah, he's being really... That's really nasty.
You two liked it more than me, so I'm saying yes so he can go on your team. Since you guys liked it so much, he can go on your team.
If he gets through, if I say yes, then...
Well, you guys liked it more than I did.
I'm going to deliberately put him on your team.
You don't have to patronize him. You don't have to make fun of us at his expense.
Yeah, exactly. That's really nasty. Jerk. Dylan.
Why would he going on your team be making
just,
fun of you?
Just that's don't mean, even. Just,
I don't think I. Just
don't be mean to Copper.
Well, I'm afraid it's a no from me. But I didn't think that you were as bad as Dylan said.
I fought for you, Copper.
You did. You didn't. You made a very strong case against him. But you made.
I said yes.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You made a strong case against him.
I'm sorry that I'm so convincing that I talked them out of you, Copper.
Thanks, Megan. Sorry, she brought me my strawberries and cream. But yeah, I'm really sorry, Copper. No, maybe next time. Sorry.